Another powerful empire might be falling right outside Rome. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Roger Thompson, associate professor of writing and rhetoric at Stony Brook University, discusses bears in the Apennine Mountains whose population is dwindling due to changing times.
Only 50 miles from Rome, a remarkable group of wild brown bears cling to existence. The Marskin brown bear is sometimes called the Italian grizzly and is unlike any other brown bear in the world. Almost exclusively vegetarian, with a distinctive cranial shape and unusual genetic markers, they have lived peacefully alongside people for millennia. They roam the Apennine Mountains, primarily in Abruzzo National Park, just east of Rome. Known as father bear by the Abruzzese, locals often provided the bears with what they called the nature tax. If a shepherd had an apiary, he had an extra hive as a peace offering to the bear. If a farmer owned an apple grove, he planted additional trees at the perimeter of his land to allow the bear to feast. Instead of fighting the bear for the land, the Abruzzese simply decided to live with them, and the bears apparently rather agreed with this arrangement. In 1,000 years of written history, no record exists of one attacking a human being. Times, though, have changed. Over the last century, the Abruzzo economy has collapsed. Locals have fled, many immigrating to the U.S. Villages have been deserted and land has been abandoned. The population flight has provided opportunity for the bears to expand their range, and yet they haven't. Instead, their numbers have dwindled. Best estimates put their population at maybe 50 bears, with fewer than 15 breeding females. The cause is a complex mixture of global climate change, foreigners without a sense of the nature tax buying up land, and perhaps worst of all, the so-called agro-mafia who, gorging on agricultural subsidies, convert bear territory into cattle pasture. Without intervention, these bears, the last of their kind and a great example of human-beast cohabitation, will fade into history.
That was Roger Thompson of Stony Brook University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.